At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's hour two. It's a meat Friday. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, what's on the Traeger today? Smoked beef and chorizo chili, beer, cheese, and soft pretzels, and hot dogs. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Paulie's birthday week sale goes on, and it's spelled W-E-E-K. Some people thought W-E-A-K, and I said, that's not fair. It's not Paulie's birthday week sale.
That.
It's a great sale. You buy one, you get the other one for 50% off.
And his actual birthday is tomorrow, so make sure he knows all about how much we love his birthday, even beyond today's show. His actual birthday is tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Todd. Phone calls are welcome, emails, tweets, all the above. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app, and we say good morning to our radio affiliates as well, as we're up to nearly 400 around the nation, around the world for that matter. And your phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Cleveland Browns, last night, they covered. In more ways than one, they recovered to cover, and they also went on the over. One of the bad beats that you're ever going to see. 9 seconds to go. The Steelers try the old Stanford band on the field play, and Browns end up recovering it in the end zone. I believe the over-under was 40.5. That's a bad beat, and I thought first team to 20 was going to win. I thought it was going to be 21-17 Cleveland. Nick Chubb was great again last night, and Amari Cooper looked really good as well. We're not sure about Justin Herbert, iffy for the Jags. You know, if it was a year ago, you might say to Justin Herbert, why don't you sit this one out? These are the new and improved Jags here, and no word right now on Justin Herbert's status. College football, it's an interesting weekend. I think this is when you're a college football fan, a true fan. Then you're going, all right, Maryland, Michigan, Tua's brother going against Michigan, I'm interested. Wake against Clemson, Florida, Tennessee, Oregon, Washington State, Arkansas, A&M is spicy. Imagine if Arkansas beats A&M and then we say goodbye to A&M. Well, I give Jimbo more time to go recruiting. USC, Oregon State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. So, feels like heavyweights versus the light heavies here. Ed Reed, Hall of Fame safety, is going to join us coming up in a little bit. We make way for our good buddy Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. Still trying to get some answers. What's going on with the Boston Celtics? All I know is their head coach has been suspended for a season. M.A. Udoka has been suspended for a season. And it's one of those that you say, what do we not know in this situation? And if it's a year, why do you even bring him back after a year? If something happened that you sit him down for a year, why are you going to bring him back after a year? Yes, Eden.
And if it's not so bad that you have to fire him, that you're willing to bring him back, then why is he even really suspended at all? Just then fine him or something and let him coach. I don't really understand that.
Let's bring in Chris Mannix. All right. Which question do you want to answer first?
There's a lot of them there, Dan. And understandably, there's a lot we still don't know. The decision to suspend him for 1 year, I think, is the most interesting one, as is the language the Celtics used in announcing this suspension. They made it clear in that three-sentence press release that this was, as of now, not a situation where it's a guarantee that Ime Udoka is going to come back, which tells me in pretty blank terms that the intention is not to bring Ime Udoka back. Now, after that, you know, you get into maybe some of the gray area there about, does a guy get fired? Does he get fired for cause? If he quits, you know, what about the money? I think that's frankly an area that we're in with the Celtics and Ime Udoka, but it was an interesting decision, an interesting choice of language to use in announcing the suspension.
Robert Sarver was being suspended for a year and fined $10 million. If I include Udoka's salary, it's very similar to the punishment that an owner got.
Yeah, it is. It is a very punitive punishment for Ime Udoka, which really makes you wonder exactly what was going on behind the scenes. That the Celtics, look, they don't want to push out Ime Udoka. They didn't want to push him out. I mean, this is a championship team, you know, that goes into the season as one of the odds-on favorites to win the title. And Ime Udoka is instrumental in all that, was instrumental in what they did last year and was going to be counted on to do the same things this year. They're just, at this moment, Dan, there's too many variables that are unaccounted for. I believe from what I've been told, in coming to the decision on this suspension, one of the things the Celtics took into consideration was the fact that this woman was a subordinate to Ime Udoka. I was told one of the things that was taken into consideration was the fact that, according to people in the know, this was a married woman that he was involved with. There are still some things that are unclear, specifically how the relationship started, how it ended, and what exactly triggered the Celtics to investigate in the manner that they did and quickly come to this conclusion.
And this is a team punishment. The league has nothing to do with this?
The league has nothing to do with this. This is strictly something the Celtics are running.
Okay. If you get the feeling that he's not coming back after this, then what do the Celtics do at the head coaching position?
Well, they're going to make Joe Mazzulla the interim head coach. And look, Joe Mazzulla is a very well-respected young guy. He's 34 years old. His head coaching experience effectively amounts to two seasons in Division II, but he's been in the NBA for 3 years. He interviewed and was one of the finalists for the Utah Jazz head coaching job last summer, a job that ironically went to Udoka's top assistant, Will Hardy, a couple of months ago. So there is a sense that Joe Mazzulla is a coach in waiting, and perhaps that's what Brad Stevens is looking for in making this decision. He could have promoted more experienced guys. He could have said Damon Stoudemire, former player, then a head coach in college, has been an NBA around the NBA for much longer. Ben Sullivan, he was the coach of the Celtics summer league team. He's a front of the bench guy as well. One of the things that, you know, people have talked to me about is perhaps Brad Stevens is not just looking for a stopgap for this year, but for a head coach with a foreseeable future. Because frankly, Dan, if Brad Stevens was just looking for a stopgap, the choice should have been him.
Yeah.
You know, Brad Stevens is only a year removed from concluding an 8-year run as Celtics coach, a successful run as Celtics coach. He's still considered one of the best basketball minds in the NBA. He knows the personnel. He knows what it takes to coach them. You know, that was my initial thought, that Brad Stevens would kind of take one for the team and come back down and hold dual roles for at least one season. But in promoting Joe Mazzulla, at least on an interim basis, it signals to me that perhaps they're looking for not just a coach for this season, but a coach for years to come.
And I know you tweeted out that maybe Frank Vogel could join the coaching staff.
Yeah, Frank Vogel has a long-standing relationship with Brad Stevens that dates back to Brad's days in college. And when Frank was coaching the Indiana Pacers, during his time away from the game between jobs at Orlando and L.A., he visited the Celtics, you know, spent some time around Brad Stevens. I know they've got a close relationship. If you look at that Celtics bench, the one thing it's lacking is an established former head coach. There isn't one there right now. Frank Vogel, unemployed at the moment, not a candidate for any job at the moment. I would think he will be someone that gets some consideration to join that coaching staff.
I just looked at the odds, the current odds on DraftKings. The Celtics are still currently listed as the favorite to win the NBA title.
Well, they have the talent. But I am a believer, Dan, that the head coach matters. And look, Ime Udoka proved that last year, didn't he? I mean, this team was a disaster for 2 months. It took Ime Udoka 2 months to break players of bad individual habits and to implement a brand new switch-heavy defense that turned them into the best defensive team in the NBA. He also was one of the earliest and strongest advocates for Marcus Smart's ability to play point guard. So he played a key role in all this. And as smart as Joe Mazzulla is, and I've been around Boston a lot, I know him. I believe he's a very smart guy. It's an incredibly difficult ask, or tough ask, to place this 34-year-old days before the start of training camp right onto a team expected to win a championship. It's just, look, Brad Stevens and the Celtics front office, look, they've earned a bit of a benefit of the doubt. Look, I thought it was insane to promote Brad Stevens to Danny Ainge's job. That worked out. Ime Udoka, while I liked him a lot to be the head coach of the team a year ago, he was not some home run candidate. That was an obvious coach. That worked out. Maybe they see something in Joe Mazzulla that makes them believe he's ready for that job, but it is a tall task for a young coach to step into this situation and succeed.
Thank you, Chris. I know you got a busy morning. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, senior NBA writer. There's a press conference coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern. It is Celtics-related. Yeah, Paul.
The only thing there that really new for me from what Mannix says is Mannix knows the Celtics better than anybody, is who Ime Udoka was with, and the woman who was married, according to Mannix. I'm curious to know how much that factors into it. Who's the husband, et cetera, because
that feels like there's a whole lot attached to this.
Yep.
And if you're Udoka, well, maybe you don't resign because you want to get paid. I don't know how any of that works, but they're going to suspend you for a year. Do you want to come back? It is a great roster. He's a good coach. But what if they're doing well? I just want, if it's egregious enough to suspend you for a year, I mean, that's what I don't understand. And different leagues suspend, you know, the duration of those suspensions. Sean Payton got suspended a year for Bountygate. I mean, at the time, that was unbelievable. And then Robert Sarver, all that he did, 1 year, $10 million. Well, I don't know what Udoka is making, but let's say he's making $6 million. That's not very far from removed from a owner being suspended for a year. Now, granted, Udoka has more of an impact because he's there on the sidelines with the team that could win the NBA championship. But I'm just feels like there's going to be a bombshell here with this. It's not just, hey, just go away quietly. Yeah, see.
You think that punishment is trying to get ahead of things?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. And that's what I wondered with Sarver. If you're suspending him, and in the meantime, we're going to let it be known behind the scenes we're working to find a new owner. And I was told that last week. I hinted at that, but I had to be careful, the person who told me that it's not over. There's other things in play. And I pressed the person who works for the Suns, and I said, look, what do you mean? Said, just there's things in play. And I said, does this mean Sarver's not going to be the owner? And the person said, I think that's the goal. All right, let's take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We have Paulie's birthday sale. It's a week-long. It's so big, it's a week-long sale. And, you know, I might even extend it into next week. Yeah, I might. But Todd only gets one day on his birthday.
But it's special because it's the, you know, same day, month, and year as Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre. Yeah.
How's that working out these days?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you going to be mentioning that next month?
Probably not. That part of it is not great.
Yeah.
But at one point, that was a very cool
thing. Was. And you reminded us, same day, same month, same year as Brett Favre.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same copper
fit. Can you
fit.
Find somebody else? All the copper fit? Is that what you just did?
It doesn't have the same copper fit as it once did, the whole 10-10-69 thing.
Yes, Pauline.
I have some other famous people born on October 10th. David Lee Roth, Gavin Newsom, governor. Mario Lopez.
But anybody same day, same month, same year.
We're checking.
Gavin Newsom looks like he could be in his early 50s.
Okay.
David Lee Roth is...
quite older.
60s? Yes, Todd.
Mario Lopez? He's probably a few years younger.
I heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't...
49. No, I mean as far as who could possibly be the same day, month,
no,
and year.
No, Mario Lopez. No, Mario Lopez is not...
Dale Earnhardt Jr.,
oh.
I think he's more in his high 40s, though.
Yeah. Okay. Got a decent little rundown there, Paul, Fritzy.
That's not bad.
No.
Bozy, bozy, bop, zitty, bop.
Oh, is that David Lee Roth?
Bozy, bozy, bop, zitty, bop.
Wait, of all the Van Halen songs, that's the one
that immediately comes to mind. I ain't got nobody.
By far the worst Van Halen song.
Come on, take a chance with me, because I ain't so bad. That song is pretty brutal, and my rendition made it worse.
Which I think is a solo David Lee Roth song. I wouldn't dare tarnish the name of Van Halen
with
that
you.
Crap.
Thank you for the correction.
Yes.
We'll take a break here. Back after this to the Dan Patrick Show. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. But back to the other complicated banks, making it complicated to redeem your credit card rewards. They require minimums, and worse yet, how their rewards flat out expire. Don't have to worry about that with Discover. You can do it for cash in any amount at any time. Learn more, discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting at your local dealer. A couple of phone calls as we wait for the Hall of Famer, Ed Reed. Jeremy in Texas. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Just a quick question. What is one thing that you think Deshaun Watson is going to be what he was in the past when he comes back? I mean, I've never heard of anybody being out for that long, especially quarterback position, coming back and being as dynamic as they were before. What is it that gives you that idea that he's going to be something special again?
Well, he was really good for a really bad team. And yes, he's been off for over a year. But I'm guessing it won't take long for him to get back into that all-pro form. He's got a good offensive line. He's got good running backs. He's got a couple of good wide receivers, some playmakers on defense. I mean, it's all there for the Cleveland Browns. The question is, what's your record going to be when Deshaun Watson comes back? And if you're, let's say, three games over 500, you're in the mix. And the way I would look at it, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, look at the totality of the season. You know, we don't need to impress anybody, you know, during the regular season. Get through the regular season, get into the playoffs, and then that's where you could surprise some people. John in Pennsylvania. Hi, John.
Hi, Dan. Hey, love you. Good morning.
Thank you, John.
Hey, watch you every night on SportsCenter. Wanted to talk to... Wanted to talk to Paulie, though. I wanted to wish him happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to you're welcome, Paulie. I wanted to give him some advice. Paulie, I know we all know how you get a big chubby for foliage, and I wanted to recommend. I have a place in the Finger Lakes, and I know you like to go north, but come west and check out the Finger Lakes. We've got wineries, we've got brew pubs, we've got breweries and distilleries. October is a great month for foliage, and all the wineries are always doing harvest. That's harvest time for the wine grapes. So they're always doing harvest parties, live music, and there's bed and breakfast.
We got the lowdown here.
You had me at breweries. Yeah. I've never been to the Finger Lakes. That's like by Rochester and Syracuse, right?
Yes, Seton.
I didn't hear the word soup stroll.
Well, that's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, but does the Finger Lakes have a soup stroll?
I'm going to guess they do, but Paulie invited me to a soup stroll tonight, and I wasn't quite sure what it was, but it sounded fun. And I said, well, are you going to complicate things by bringing your wife and kids? And you didn't give me an answer.
That's negotiable.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm technically married to them tonight. Maybe not so much, but you're dressed for a nice Vermont soup stroll.
I am.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I went autumnal today.
So what happens at soup stroll stays at soup stroll situation right there?
Could be. Could be. Whatever you said.
Soup stroll.
Soup stroll.
Soup stroll.
Soup stroll.
What's after this?
Sure. Tyler in South Dakota. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, Dan. This call is for Polly.
Whoa.
Happy birthday to you.
I think that's enough.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, I'm not making Ed read for that.
Yeah, poor Ed. Yeah, don't want to do that. Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, joining us on behalf of Crown Royal. We've got a partnership there. The former Raven, former Defensive Player of the Year. He's also a Hall of Famer. Let's see how the beard looks there. Ed joins us now. Ed?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Do you want to hit anybody?
No.
we had Ross Tucker on, played in the NFL. He said he missed the violence. You miss violence?
He missed it. Oh, no. No. Somebody's calling my phone.
Uh-oh.
Can you see me still?
Yeah, I can see you. Yeah, you look good. Yeah, so you don't miss the violence.
Do I miss the violence? No, I don't see a person, unless they locked up in prison somewhere. It's like, you miss violence? Yeah, I'm locked up. You know, I can't wait to get out. but no, man, I do not miss the violence at all. You know, I'm actually chief of staff at the University of Miami, so I'm around it, you know, a good bit. I'm teaching it. You know, I'm letting kids know that this is a violent sport. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't miss it, man. I do miss, you know, the times of the preparing for the game and being with my teammates and having them over to my house and watching film and taking them out. We go and get dinner and stuff like that, the camaraderie part. But, you know, no, I don't really miss the contact and all that like that, you know.
The position that you played and how much has changed over the years being a free safety?
It's changed a good bit. It's changed a good bit. Football hasn't changed, but the rules and everything has changed some things on, you know, on how you can attack certain things, you know, so it's always evolving. You got to be smart. You know, the first thing I tell players about playing football, you got to be a smart player. You know, you got to be able to adapt. Football is life. Life is football. In life, you got to adapt. Football is the same thing, you know. So, you know, I was just talking about this on how there's so many rule changes made, you know, players timid on what they want to do, how they want to play on the football field, you know. But you train to be a certain way in the offseason, you know, so you got to be able to let it go. But I don't see that out there with many players. I see a little timid, maybe the rules or something are holding them back. You know, it's definitely skewed towards the offense because they want to produce points. You know, fans like the excitement of points and everything. So it don't seem like it works in the favor of the defense. It never did for me.
If I put your Ravens defense out there now, how impactful is that defense?
Very impactful. Very impactful. You know, we wasn't one of those defenses you've seen that was out there with ill will, just, you know, knocking helmets off. You know, we hit people hard, but we wasn't doing it illegally. You know, like, you know, our robbery team, you know, with other players over there, you know, they had some dirty players, you know, over there, and that's how they played the game. You could see how the rivalry between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals have picked up on how both of those teams are playing the dirtiest game. You know, I don't think we've seen that type of football since the 70s or the early 80s where teams were really taking shots at each other.
But who was dirty that you played against? Who are you referring to?
My rivalry team. I played for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
My rivalry team was black and gold. You know, I don't have to point out specific players because people should know. You follow the game. You know, I don't have to tell you Hines Ward was a dirty player. There was a rule. There's a rule after him. Like, there's a rule after him. And I'm not harping on it. Like, I'm not bitter about it. It just, it is what it is. Like, I never, even though he was dirty towards me, I never went back at him. As much as I could have, I never did.
Why did he have it out for you?
I mean, Pittsburgh had that old school mentality, and they still do. Really, in the simplicity, you know, and I love it, man. It's, you know, it's by any means necessary, you know, but it shouldn't be at the expense of taking a person out, you know. But they wanted to win by any means necessary, man, you know. And if that's taking the player out and him losing, you know, his consciousness or, you know, maybe even missing a year, they didn't seem like they cared.
But if you see Hines Ward.
I've told Hines Ward this to his face, so he already know. But we've hashed that out, man. You know, I got it out. You know, we talked about it. It is what it is. You know, Hines and I shot a commercial together, rode in the car together, man. We talked about this. Like, you know, he knows.
How would you game plan for Lamar Jackson?
How would I game plan for Lamar Jackson? Man, I would hope I would still be a Raven and be on the same team.
Let's say you're on the Dolphins. You're on the Dolphins this weekend.
I mean, the Dolphins already played them, you know, and they game plan was okay. You know, it's hard to game plan for Lamar.
Let me put you on the Patriots since he plays the Patriots this weekend.
It's hard, man, to game plan for a person at that position that does the things that he does. You gotta pick your poison. You know, do you want him to run or do you want him to throw the ball? You gotta pick one.
Oh, I want him to pass. But I think he's a lot better than what people have given him credit for.
He is. That's what I'm saying. You gotta pick your poison. You know, he can throw the ball, he can run the ball. I would much rather have Lamar in the pocket than have him running around on us, man. I wouldn't want that because he's showing you that he can score from anywhere on the football field when he runs that ball. You know, throwing the ball has to deal with somebody else, and I can affect that somebody else. That's what I do. I'm a secondary guy. See, I can affect the receiver. That has nothing to do with Lamar. You see what I'm saying? So if that receiver is not where he's supposed to be, then Lamar has to run the ball. You know, so I wouldn't be that. I would definitely try to affect the people around Lamar versus trying to focus on Lamar, you know, because he's going to get his. Great players get this.
Who's the quarterback that was a half a step ahead of you guys? Thank you.
Quarterback that was a half a step of us? None of them.
So Brady wasn't or Peyton wasn't? None of those guys? Nope.
No.
How about maybe most challenging?
Maybe at times on a play. You know, maybe we had some games with guys on the team were just not as good to perform against Patriots or, you know, Peyton, you know, but they were never really that many steps ahead of us like that. You know, so from a defensive perspective, we knew what they were going to do. We just might not had the athletes to play against them.
But Jeff, did you have anything memorable? I know you had an interaction with Brady. One time.
Yeah.
You guys are cool?
Oh, yeah. I work with Brady. I'm with his company, Autograph, with the NFTs and trying to work out where he's about to do a release and a launching, you know, and you know, there might be a chance for some people to hang out with Brady and I, maybe play some golf, do something together, you know?
All right, I like it. Making peace with everybody.
Oh man, we've been at peace, man. I don't travel off the football field, you know, worrying about a player I played against or feeling ill will about a player. You know, Hines was the only guy who I truly was my nemesis. You know, it was like Batman and the Joker. You know what I'm saying? But even then, once it was over, once the game was over, man, you know, it was over. Like it's a game. Like it's truly a game to me, you know, and I'm not taking and carrying none of that stuff with me, man, about no player. Nah, man. You know, I pray and hope everybody is healthy and get what they deserve out of the game, but no.
I'm always fascinated when I talk to guys who played a violent sport, like Troy Polamalu. When you hear that voice, I'm not scared of Troy Polamalu. But then yeah. I see him on the football field, and I'm scared of Troy Polamalu. Those guys who sound a different way, just like you. I mean, you're chill. Get on the football field, now you're different.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's no different than you being in your domain right now. You know, where you're at right now, that's where you're comfortable. That's your escape from everything. You know, you're a totally different person in this light. You know what I'm saying? That's where you're most comfortable, you know? And, you know, when you get public and all that, you know, you handle yourself accordingly, you know? You know, I'm pretty sure it's different, you know, for you. When you're in public, you know, you're probably more chill and you're probably still talking a lot.
I'm just like I am this way. I'm 24/7, just like this, yeah.
But football is different, man, because you know, it's a true warrior that you have to put on to play, especially at the high level that me and Troy played on. It's a true warrior that you put on, and when you go and when you into the stadium, man, you know, like it's a totally different mentality. You know what I'm saying? And that mentality is not for the real world. You know, just walking around. You imagine me walking in the grocery store and hitting somebody, you know, or swiping some milk out of their hand that they picking up. And I'm like, no dairy products.
Hey, you would go Mutombo on them.
You know, I'm like defending in the grocery store or in the parking lot or something. Man. Just, no, man. Why this dude like that all the time?
We're talking to Ed Reed. He's partnering with Uber Eats. Crown Royal kicking off year two, the whiskey sponsor of the NFL. What are you doing with Crown Royal?
Man, I've teamed up with Crown Royal. We've teamed up over the years. It's been a long time partner at this point. And we teamed up with Uber Eats to, you know, give back to the hospitality industry. You know, obviously the military. And all the things that they do, blessing to all the military people out there. But just want to give back to those people, man, who are doing those things, small things, you know, that people tend to overlook, you know, the Uber Eats while you're at home with your family and friends, enjoying the game, enjoying your Crown Royal, drinking your water. You know, you could order Uber Eats and they show up right at your door, you know, and that's huge, man. You know, that's huge. So Crown and I want to give back to those industries. You know, Crown's been doing it for some time now, you know, and giving away a lot of money, man. You know, but just this space right here is what we talk about, just giving back to them, man, paying homage to them.
Great to talk to you again. How's the hair look? How's the hair?
It's the same, Dan.
Looking good. Looking good.
Thank you.
Great to
looks
talk.
Looks just like the bus. It looks like the bus.
Did you think about changing it all with your Hall of Fame bust, with your hair?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I could show you a picture of me. I think I'm like 6 or 7 years old. I got the fro, you know. Like, it's always been a part of me, man. You know, it's always been a part. It's always been there, you know, so it's what I'm comfortable with, you know, no matter what people say, no matter what people think, you know, you to a man, women out there, kids, man, be who you are, you know, what makes you happy, and you go from there.
Good to talk to you again. Maybe we'll cross paths here soon. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Man, you got a whole bunch of stuff right here.
I know. I got a bunch of stuff here. I got the ultimate man cave. I got all kinds of jerseys in here. I got helmets.
You got some military stuff there. Some low, some microphone. Another microphone. That's a gold ball. Is that a gold ball?
Yeah. That's a gold football there. I got Tiger Woods golf ball up there. I got Shaq's shoes down there. Tim Duncan from the NBA Finals 1990. I got a bunch of stuff in here, Ed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey,
that's what you need to the kids. You got some pinball machines in here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I got pinball back there. You know.
I feel like you might have an electric football game somewhere there.
We might have that. I mean, I don't know why I don't have something from the greatest safety of all time in NFL history in here. No, but
we gotta get a bobblehead or something right there, man.
Yeah, bobblehead with your big fro. I like that. Good luck at the U. Great to talk to you again as always.
Appreciate it, Dan. Be blessed.
Thank you. That's Ed Reed. Take a break. Back after this. Business owners, you're feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your business, managing remote workforces, keeping up with changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring, retaining top talent, payroll issues, the list goes on and on and on. All you want to do is run your business. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They have over 30 years of HR experience. And what they do, they help you develop a people strategy that's going to support your business strategy. You get to focus on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits? It's helping you keep the employees you have and then attracting new ones. Or I love this. What if it also offered training for your employees, increasing their skills so they become more productive? There's always going to be challenges facing you when you run a business. And no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to help you solve them. Move past them by providing HR solutions that you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR, that truly makes a difference. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
3-2. Matt apply to Betts. Here it comes. Line drive, base hit. The Dodgers win it. The Dodgers walk it off for the fourth time this year on a Betts pinch hit single to left. Dodgers win 3-2 with two in the bottom half of the ninth inning.
Charlie Steiner with the call on AM 570, LA Sports, Dodgers Radio Network. Mookie Betts was 0 for 5 with two walks, four strikeouts in his seven previous pinch hit plate appearances. We could talk about how it's complicated with other banks to redeem credit card rewards, and we could talk about Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. So we do have a pie to the face bet. It'll be Sunday night. Niners battling Russell Wilson Jr. III and the Broncos Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Marvin is kind enough to give Fritzy 4 points.
I changed that.
You did.
I don't want to stress myself out over points. Straight up. I don't even play those games with, I'll give you points. Like, straight up.
Well, wait, it's to Fritzy's benefit to get points. Isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if Marvin can retract that without Fritzy accepting.
Yeah, I was under the impression that the Niners would have to win by at least four.
Yeah.
Which you would think they should be able to do.
He was under that impression because that's exactly what Marvin said on national radio.
Yeah.
So I'm still game, but the Niners would have to win by 4 points. Or we can just do a different bet another time, which is fine.
The Niners are favored, aren't they?
Yeah, 1.5.
Yeah. So why doesn't Marvin just give you 1.5?
Because he gave another couple of points on it. Yeah. He gave me another 2.5, and since I don't feel that great about the bet to begin with.
Marvin, you got to stick with the original bet. I'm sorry. You do. Okay? Your Niners got to win by at least four. I mean, I can't change the rules of something we don't have rules to change. Okay? Don't look so sad. What's wrong?
Points. Nah, straight up. But you know what? I took it, so I'm going to have to take it.
I feel like both of these dudes should get pies in the face right now for the way they're handling this bet.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't even understand what's going on.
All right, we got a new poll question. Paulie?
Okay. If you could start your team with any defense, either of these two defensive backs, you could have them for a long, healthy career. Ed Reed or Deion Sanders? And of course, there's no wrong answer, but which one would you pick? I'll go first. I love me some Ed Reed. I know Deion Sanders, the return game that really sets him apart. Mm-hmm. I thought Ed Reed was a Hall of Fame tackler. When he got the ball on interceptions, he returned him.
But Todd?
I'm going Ed Reed, too.
All right. Seton?
Man, I'm trying to not go recency bias with Ed Reed, but it's tough to not say Deion. So I'm going to go Deion Sanders.
Marvin?
I'm going to go Ed Reed.
Okay. Ed got a lot of interceptions. I mean, a whole lot. He had 64. Jeez. But they didn't throw Deion's way. Deion took away one half of the field, took away the best receiver. Ed was a center fielder and as good, if not the best center fielder of all time. Plus, he made you pay when he returned. I think Ed's underrated, if that's possible, to be that great. Because we don't normally talk about free safeties. You talk about corners. Oh, lockdown corner. Ed Reed, boy, that comfort level of knowing you had Ed Reed behind you. Because Deion might have been to the side of you if you're a defensive player. If you're playing defense for the Ravens, Ed Reed was behind you to clean up messes. Yes, he did.
It's interesting, too, because both of their personalities seem to be completely different. You know, like Ed Reed is more like a lunch pail kind of guy. Like, I'm just coming in, doing my job, you know, destroying a bunch of dudes and going home, whereas Deion came with all this primetime flash and sizzle, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Paul?
Ronnie Lott, another great free safety. Maybe considered by the public the greatest of all time. He had 63 interceptions, led the league in picks twice, a six-time All-Pro. He's right up there with Reed.
I think Reed's right up there with Ronnie Lott.
I think you're right. Historical perception.
Because Ronnie Lott, that was a difference maker when he tackled you. I'm sure Ed, you know, was a great tackler. Ronnie Lott hurt you. Like he left a lasting imprint on you. So I would that'd be interesting. Is Ronnie Lott the greatest safety, free safety of all time? I'm sure we're missing people, but he's right there. All right, final hour coming up. Ben Simmons talks, and he talks about what happened in Philadelphia. And he's got some big plans for the Nets, if all goes well. Have that for you coming up. Jerry Jones wants a quarterback controversy. I don't think he's going to get one, but he's hoping for one. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Close out the second hour with Simply Safe Home Security. Customize the perfect system for your home. It's going to take a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. Also, if you go today, you claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. So what are you getting with Simply Safe? Why does Dan keep telling us about Simply Safe for over a decade? Well, because it works. And over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security to protect their homes over the last decade. The numbers don't lie. We use it to protect the man. Okay. Our home, Simply Safe. There's no contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. Trying to find if there's a negative here, and there's not. It's going to cost you about $1 a day. And what you're getting is professional monitoring. The agents call you the moment a threat is detected. They send the police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not at home or you can't be reached. Try it. SimplySafeDan.com. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.